Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Ettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. It is a special day. It's Valentine's Day. How that falls on a Friday, I don't know, but it's just great that you're here. And speaking of Valentine's, you had the 22nd annual chocolate walk this past Saturday, and I know it was kind of Valentine's Day themed. You have some cool stats to share with us. So why don't you just give us a review of how it went?
That's right. So we had our 22nd annual chocolate walk here in Perry last Saturday. It always is on the second Saturday of February. And depending on how the month falls, sometimes it's really close to Valentine's Day. Sometimes it's a full week ahead of time. Next year, it will actually be on Valentine's Day. So yes. That will be interesting.
Yes.
So we had a great turnout. We sold 152 tickets. 110 of those were turned in at the end of the day. So pretty good percentage there, I would say. And just some fun stats. We had 59 people come from out of town. So right at that halfway mark, some were in Perry, some were out of town. And then 29 different towns represented within those 59. So they're coming from all over the place to enjoy the chocolate walk. Sometimes it's their first time. Sometimes it's an annual get together, kind of a girls trip or a date day. And so it's just really fun to see people coming from all over the place and experiencing the downtown businesses and the out of town, you know, slightly out of town businesses. So of the 20 stops, most were right in the downtown walkable area. We had some kind of on the west side of town, and then we had two just outside of town that all were kind of within Perry and chamber members to participate in the event. So overall, really pleased with the success of the event and excited to kind of see where this continues in the future. I had mentioned before that we had five new businesses this year, and so it's just fun to see the momentum and that opportunity to get people out and about and exploring those new businesses and also enjoying the wonderful businesses that have been here for years and years. So, and then one other thing with the chocolate walk, we do have our winner, Amy Wicker from Des Moines, won the $100 in Perry Bucks this year. So as an incentive to get out and see all of the businesses, turn in your passport at the end of the day, having a nice little prize there. So thanks to everyone that came out to enjoy the chocolate walk, all the businesses participating, because it is a lot that day to have 150 people coming through and wanting chocolate and, you know, preparing that in advance. So it's a great day.
Absolutely. Of those five businesses, did you happen to hear like any feedback, like how they just, I guess, enjoyed the event or anything in that regard?
Yeah. So kind of two examples. I'll say one that's not quite open yet, a kind of a soft opening. So the farm store and bakery. Feedback was just so excitement, you know, so much excitement about this new business and people coming in and getting a sneak peek. You know, we kind of had to nudge her along a little bit to even participate because she's not quite ready yet. She'll be at the end of this month. But it was a great opportunity for people to come in and see what's coming and get excited about the new business. And then kind of on the other side of the spectrum, we had Spring Valley Honey Farms, which has been in business for about 30 years, but this is actually their first time on the chocolate walk. So kind of fairly new to the chamber in the last couple of years. And so exciting to get them back involved, kind of now with a younger generation being more active. It's fun to see how kind of that breathes new life into a business. And so getting more involved and trying to get people out there and check out their farm store. And so you had kind of the two contrasts of like, we've been here forever, but you just didn't really know about it. And then we're opening soon. It brings 150, you know, 100, 150 people out to walk through the door. You don't know what you don't know until you walk in and see. And so it's just a great opportunity to get people out and checking things out.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, well, thank you for going over all of that stuff. And now, you know, we kind of move on to the next thing, which I know the next big thing for the chamber is the Big Boom Bracket Battle. This is kind of the start of the fundraising for the 4th of July. And we were talking kind of off the air of like, yeah, it's snowy out, so it's hard to think about that. But it is something that is coming soon.
Yes, very soon. Before we know it, we'll be, you know, right in the middle of fundraising for the 4th of July fireworks. And it's something that we've done for a number of years now, the Big Boom Bracket Battle. We kind of have a little fun in March with all the different brackets and other fun things that happen in March or start in March. We get our fundraising started soon so that we can space it out and have different layers so people can get involved in different ways. And the Big Boom Bracket Battle has been a great success for reaching some new donations. We're so thankful to all of the businesses that support the fireworks. But the Big Boom Bracket Battle is a chance for, you know, the individual to throw a couple bucks here and there with a chance of someone getting a pie in the face. And so that will be coming up very soon. So be thinking about who you might want to nominate. We will go through an elimination round on Facebook like we have in the past. And then once the bracket is set, it'll be head-to-head competition to see who will make it on to the final round and ultimately get a pie in the face as the grand prize. I know that's, you know, a prize that everyone wants, right? Yes. It's definitely an experience that you can, you know, check off your bucket list if that's something that's on it. But yeah, be thinking about who you think would be a good community member that is well-known, well-liked, and could have a little fun with this fundraiser, because it is competitive and it does take some donations. And so we just... we're looking forward to having more fun with that and then kicking off our annual fundraising drive. And then we'll be starting to talk about the radio pie auction here pretty soon. Yeah. So, you know, thinking about pies, I'm just, you know, we've got some plans coming up with all of that.
No, absolutely. Yeah. So a couple of things to put on your radar. So, yeah, that's going to be really exciting. And then, of course, want to mention that this morning was the February Chamber Coffee. And I know that was held at DMAC, and hopefully that went well. And then where's the next one going
to
be held at?
Yeah, that's right. So big thanks to DMAC Van Kirk Career Academy for hosting this morning at the, for the Chamber Coffee. Always a great opportunity to get people together and network and see what's going on in the community. Next month, March 14th, we will be at Perry Lutheran Homes, Eden Acres, over on 28th Street. And so I'm excited to be looking forward to that. We've got a number of Chamber Coffees scheduled already, but it's always a chance for people to sign up and be a part of that.
Absolutely. Again, speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, before you head out here, of course, there's lots going on here this weekend with it being Valentine's Day today. So why don't you highlight some of the great events?
Yeah, definitely some chances to shop local and buy those gifts locally for your sweetheart or those that you love in your life. Could be anyone, significant other or otherwise. But we've got the Valentine's Dinner at the Hotel Pat T tonight. Friday night pickleball fun with the Perry Picklers Pickleball. That's free if you're a rec member. So that could be a fun date night. Mm-hmm. And also Perry Iowa Historical Association is having a collection event tomorrow. There's the first annual President's Day fundraiser benefiting the VFW post at the Perry Elks tomorrow as well. Free soup supper and bingo at Crossroads Church. And then Perry Performing Arts is having Jake Doty and the Swin Songs on Sunday. So action-packed weekend if you want to hit them all.
Absolutely. I was going to say, man, that was definitely a mouthful. And so, yeah, you do not have a lack of things to do this weekend. Again, that's the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, always appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome, and hope you enjoy your Valentine's Day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you so much. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.